Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much. Jeremy, thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. John Fox is our guest. John O. Fox, 1X. Is his name. He's the author of If Americans Really Understood the Income Tax and 10 Questions, a different book, 10 Questions the Candidates Don't Want You to Ask. John, is that, that's johnofox.com, right?
Well, the best way to go is actually to number 10, 10taxquestions.com, and that's the easiest one.
The number 10, 10taxquestions.com.
And they can print out the 2008 10 questions that I have for free.
Right.
Just go to 10taxquestions.com, right. They'll see the questions. And I had a lot of candidates try to duck and avoid them, but I did a lot of...
Are you going to update that for 2012?
I think I will.
Yeah, well, you need to. Hey, John.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, John, okay, we've got a lot of folks who are talking about reforming the tax code, on the Republican side, and one of them, the most noticeable one that's most memorable, is Herman Cain's 999 program. He wants to reduce personal income tax to 9%, corporate tax to 9%, and he wants to add a 9% value-added tax, national sales tax, consumption tax, whatever you want to call it. It's the same thing, but it's a brand new tax. What do you think about that proposal?
Well, I think it's terrible because the last thing I want to do is have the middle class pay more taxes and the rich pay much less. And that's the way it plays out. I've seen the really careful economic studies. And if you tax the top 10% who are, you know, earning a huge amount of money, and you substantially reduce their tax, because under his individual income tax, you won't pay any tax on capital gains, dividends, and interest. So only wage earners are going to pay.
Right.
And then if you're going to tax everybody on a national sales tax, a value-added tax, the people who consume most of their income, so they don't make that
It's
much,
a regressive pay, tax, and it's
they're,
also...
They're,
Go ahead.
They're going to pay a lot more. So what we're going to do is take the struggling American families who I care most about, the hardworking Americans, both parents working, everybody, and we're going to say to the middle class, you pay more, and we're going to say anybody living off dividends, interest, and capital gains, you're going to pay so little under this new system.
Well, the problem I have with it, John, is the third point, the 9% value-added tax, because that's just a recipe for disaster. The last thing in the world we need to do is give any kind of politician, Republican or Democrat, an opportunity to have another tax on the table and to play around with it, to raise it as they want. I mean, that's a nightmare. And the only way I'd be willing to do a national sales tax, VAT, whatever, is if you repeal the income tax.
Well, that's not going to happen. Yeah, and I'm not for that. I think a national sales tax, again, is going to burden far more the working middle class.
Even with exemptions and credits?
Well, you could have some exemptions, but the fact is that a national sales tax means that you pay the tax that you are going to have to pay is on your consumption. Well, high-income people consume a much smaller percentage of their total income than, you know, most people do in this country. So they come out like bandits if you had just a national sales tax. So I think it's a mistake, and I do agree with you. If you adopted a national value-added tax, it's an invitation for it to go from 9% to 12%. So there aren't
exactly like what happened in Europe.
Yeah, and I think the states are really opposed to it, because it would be much harder for states then to collect their sales tax.
Right.
So I don't think it works. I think Cain has proposed something that, you know, he doesn't even have an economist working for him who worked it out. It's just a sort of a fellow who put some figures together. He initially didn't even have an exemption for poor people. I mean, really poor people who would suddenly have to pay a tax when they can't pay their rent. They can't pay their rent.
So John, to wrap it up, we got about a minute, less than a minute.
Yeah.
You think that we need to keep the progressive system? But you and I agree that the base needs to be broadened. And you're still concerned that the rich don't pay enough.
Well, it's not that they're, and I don't want to call them rich. I think that what we're looking at is that the top 1%, I've got the figures right here, the top 1% who have about 17% of all
right.
cash income in this country, they're paying disproportionately more. They pay about 26%
right.
of all federal taxes.
Right.
But they could pay a little bit more. But I think.
But John, you're in that 1%. You're going to tax yourself? Is that what you're saying?
I wish I were. But I have a lot of friends who are, and I think.
But John, tell
but
them.
Tell
them just go ahead and send that money in.
They don't have to wait on
Congress. Hey, John, thank you for being here. Come back again real soon.
I will. It's been a pleasure.
John Fox, thanks for 13 great years. John Fox, folks, he'll be back. I promise. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.